Junior story, Mona is a leader, weeks 7 through 9. Mona works hard. Mona sat on the floor beam as Coach Wilbur explained to the spotlights what they would be doing on each station. Mona was next to Tara, and the girls were making funny faces at each other, giggling quietly.
"Remember to take lots of turns and do just as I showed you," Wilbur told each student where to begin. "Mona, you start here at this beam," said Wilbur, "and Tara, you can start with me over here."
Mona stood by the beam, but had no idea what to do. Once again, she had not been listening.
"Get going, Mona," called Wilbur.
"I don't know what to do," she said. Wilbur had to stop working with Tara and come show her. After class, Mona's mom asked the coach how she did today. It wasn't what she was hoping to hear.
"We'll have a talk. Thank you, Wilbur."
"Remember that next week we have evaluations," he said as he called his next class.
No one was surprised when Mona received low scores on many of her skills. The next week, Mona and her mom arrived at the gym early so they could watch some other classes. Mona saw Coach Wilbur with an older group. He had just put students at their station. As she watched, one girl stood out. She was working on cartwheels on the low beam. Mona silently started counting her turns. 12, 13. She would get one foot on, then fall off. 17, 18.
"Oh, look, Mom, she did it."
"Hey, Jenna, I saw that. Awesome," shouted Wilbur. "Do a couple more."
The girl got 3 more in before it was time to switch. High fives were freely handed out by her classmates. When it was time for her class, Mona didn't talk to Tara. She listened carefully to Coach Wilbur. She decided she would try to take 20 turns on every station, just like Jenna. Even though she got tired on some stations, she still worked as hard as she could. Coach Wilbur was quite amazed at the change.
"We came early," explained Mona's mom afterward. She was really inspired by the older girl, Jenna. "Let's hope it lasts."
Mona asked if they could go early every week to watch. And every week she tried for 20 turns per station. Not only did she work hard during class, she jumped rope and practiced handstands and cartwheels at home. This time, when evaluations were done, no one was surprised that she got all 4s and 5s.
"You did it," said Coach Wilbur. "You followed some good examples, and now you're becoming a good example yourself. Nice job."